You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Tyler Pratt. Today, we're going to talk about Title IX. It's a federal law, part of the Education Amendments Act of 1972. Its goal? Prohibit discrimination in educational institutions. One area Title IX presents itself on campuses is to address sexual assault and harassment. But a recent lawsuit in California may be changing how this process is handled on campuses, and it has many students and administrators concerned. Joining us is Monica Vaughn from the San Luis Obispo Tribune. She's been covering this issue. Hi, Monica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so what's the lawsuit and what's at stake here for Title IX?
The lawsuit was brought by an undergraduate student who was expelled from the University of Southern California after they determined that he had forcible and non-consensual sex with a woman. He challenged that determination in court, and an appellate court just ruled with that undergraduate student that the hearing process was unfair and didn't give him the ability to cross-examine the alleged victim and other witnesses. So the judge in this state appellate court found that universities and colleges in California must allow the accused to cross-examine the accuser in a live hearing. That doesn't mean that an alleged rapist will be interviewing the alleged victim necessarily, because the CSU system at least is looking at having a hearing officer that will ask those questions. The big concern about this is that it will reduce the number of people who file complaints with the university about sexual misconduct happening.
Some might argue that cross-examinations is more similar to how it's done in the American judicial system, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of people have said that this is actually bringing balance to a process that has too much favored the alleged victim.
What are students and administrators and lawmakers saying about these changes?
Well, the main concern that I've had from the Title IX coordinators in both the USC system and the UC system is their concern that this hearing process is not the best way to get to the truth. They say that we're committed to identifying the facts that reach the truth of what happened, and this is an educational environment in universities. This is not the justice system. And they're concerned that young, developing people will be traumatized again by this process, both the accused and the accuser being in this potentially highly tense, you know, confrontational environment. They've told me that they believe that the process that best gets to the truth is the investigator model.
Did anyone propose ideas they think that might make the process run smoother or better?
One thing that CSU system has told me is that they are committed to not allowing the accused attorney cross-examine the alleged victim directly. So what that would mean is that instead of the alleged victim facing questions from somebody who has a very clear agenda, there would be a neutral party, like a hearings officer, that would be the person asking that question. In addition, the California court said that video conferencing may be potentially available to the administrators going through this process, which means that, you know, for example, somebody who's accused another student of sexual misconduct wouldn't have to see them in the same room, you know, share a space with this person that they say assaulted them.
And this impacts cases that were already underway, is that correct?
Yeah, so immediately after the court ruling in early January, CSU sent a memo to all 23 campuses across the state and said, identify the cases that might be impacted by this. The cases that might be impacted by this are cases where the accused is facing serious repercussions, such as expulsion or suspension, and also where the credibility of witnesses is at stake. So the number of cases that have been identified so far that are open, that meet those criteria, is about 75 cases across the state. The CSU system itself estimates that about 500 cases a year through that system will be affected by this. Of course, that doesn't include all of the private campuses and the UC campuses that also have sexual assault cases that they're going through. And I want to add just a couple things that the question of whether or not cross-examinations during a hearing format actually gets to the truth of what happened at the incident in question. There's a lot of concerns from psychological experts that say that traumatic memories have gaps. And I spoke with Senator Hannah Beth Jackson out of Santa Barbara, who's very interested in the Title IX process. And she's concerned that it's extremely traumatic. And she offered a scenario in where questioning a student who, you know, maybe was raped at a party or something, what that might look like. And she said, just imagine that this victim, she remembers that she felt hazy at a party before an attack. That's what she remembers. And then she's facing the questions of, how many drinks did you have? Describe the men. Describe what they were wearing. Describe what they did 4 minutes beforehand. You don't remember that. What you do remember is that four men pulled on your pants and raped you. So requiring a victim to respond to those questions at a live hearing is going to discourage women from coming forward. That's what Senator Jackson said, and that's what her concerns are. The problem that we're facing right now is that sexual assault and misconduct and rape are still prevalent at college campuses across the country. And we know the Department of Justice confirms that it's, you know, one of the most underreported crimes in our country and underreported to administrators as well. And there are a lot of concerns that this just means that fewer people will report misconduct.
Now, all this is happening while there are possible separate federal changes coming from the Trump administration to Title IX, correct?
Yes.
And what does that possibly look like?
So people have probably heard the name Betsy DeVos thrown around in regards to these changes. She's the secretary of the U.S. Department of Education. They've proposed an overhaul of the process as well. It's proposed at this point. It has not been adopted. However, they have received more than 100,000 public comments from people that are concerned, either support or are concerned and critical of the changes. The new rules would narrow the definition of sexual harassment, and they would also eliminate the university's responsibility for investigating assaults or harassment that happen off campus. And that's a concern to a lot of people because right now that's where most incidents occur. If you think about, you know, a fraternity or sorority, for example, those are usually off campus, although they're very much tied to the student experience. This would eliminate the university's responsibility to adjudicate those complaints if they don't happen on campus.
So what's next?
So what's next is that the CSU system and the UC system are scrambling to rewrite their policies right now to immediately put into place the results of this court ruling and the new procedures for the hearings. So those policies will come out, you know, any week now. The federal rule changes are still in the pipeline, and we may see something in the fall that completely overhauls the system again.
Monica Vaughn, reporter at the San Luis Obispo Tribune. She's covering changes coming to how Title IX cases may be handled. We're looking forward to hearing more. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Talk soon. You're tuned to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. This is Issues and Ideas.